Brethren, every time I would like to share something with you, every time I'm speaking to brethren, it's very hard to me. I have also before my eyes the scripture from Revelation 22nd chapter and 18 and 19 verse. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God shall add to him in plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away a part from thee, from the tree of life and from the holy city which are written in this book. Although it's written in the Revelation, book of Revelation, I apply for myself these words to the whole book, to the whole Bible. And I hope that our Lord will provide that it will be a blessing to all of you. And I hope I will not have a part in the written words which I just read. It's hard, it's not easy. English is my second language, so I apologize if I'm not expressing my thoughts in the way it should. We have a theme text on this convention taken from Ephesians 5 chapter 15 to 17. Therefore, be careful how you walk. Not as unwise men, but as the wise, making the most of your time, because these days are evil. I don't have time. How many times we heard that? And we have to buy our time, especially these days, where we have many things which are supposed to help us in these lives, but actually are taking away our time of consecration and our time from the Lord. Brethren, how many times we heard, it's hard to explain, follow me. And this is the theme of our lessons today. Often, once I'm getting lost, or I don't know how to do it, or how to get it, and I ask for help, I sometimes hear, you know, it's hard to tell you all those things, just follow me. Everybody is following somebody or something in their lives. These words are taken from John 1st chapter and 43 verse. These are simple words which are explaining how everything starts. John 1st chapter and 43rd verse. We read. The next day he purposed to go forth into Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, follow me. There was no much explanation. Simple words, just follow me. We mentioned that everybody follows somebody and someone in their lives. If somebody would like to become a scientist, they have to follow the whole path of learning. We have examples how people are following the leaders. People are choosing to follow someone, or they are drawn into following of somebody or something. Brethren, follow me. This is just the beginning of the journey to follow the world, follow the Lord. It's a beginning of completely new way. Those who are studying the Great Pyramid, they know they were just very nicely built passages, and all of a sudden nobody knows how it happened and why there is a way up, because the whole way was going down all the time, and there was one way up which was clogged, and all of a sudden there was a new way up. So follow me. This is the beginning of the new way. But what kind of way is it? Is it the only way? Is it the special way? Was that way before? Are there different kinds of ways? Let's read Matthew 7 chapter and 13 to 14 verse. Matthew 7 chapter 13 to 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter by it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to the life, and few are those who find it. These are words spoken by our Lord. So we can tell that there are two gates and two ways. Let's look at the wide gate. How easy is to enter it? Especially those who are in the big cities, they are trying to find a parking, or they are trying to enter, especially underground parking. Maybe not in our neighbors from the United States, but in Vancouver, especially new buildings are very narrow. And if you have a bigger car, it's very hard to enter even to the garage. It's very narrow. But this gate is wide, easy to enter. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be careful. Just get in. There is no struggling to find this gate. Just get in. And this gate is the beginning of the broad way. How that looks like? Well, it was easy to enter. It's easy, straight, and you can compare it to the highway. Anybody had a problem to find the highway someday? There are so many directions. There are so many advertisings around. It's so easy to get in. They will guide you. They will put the road signs. It's easy to get in. And once you're on the highway, you can speed on. You can just put your cruise control on your car and you can go. Don't have to worry about anything. It's straight. As a matter of fact, it's so straight that once I was traveling in France, I noticed all of a sudden on the side of the road, there were some different geometrical figures, triangles, square, circles. And then it was explained to me that it was built for the purpose. What purpose? So you don't fall to sleep. And the purpose is to get your attention, because it's so boring, it's so straight, it's so wide, that you can actually fall to sleep. I don't want to ask anybody personally, but how many of you were traveling with high speed? Probably some of you did. I tried it once in my life. I don't want to put the numbers on because I don't want to be fined in the past. I did it on the highway, which was just once built. It was brand new highway. Nobody was running on it. I was going really fast. And you know what happens? Once you're going really fast, the road narrows. That wide road is becoming narrower and narrower. One mistake, it can end up tragically. There is a special race road in the Germany. They're built by Volkswagen just for people. They can pay and they can race there. But before go, they're cleaning it, make it nice, because few pieces of sand or stones can end up tragically in that speed. That's the broad way. World and Satan is giving us an easy way, an easy solution. Brethren, there is no work required. We can follow the trends on this world. They will make it easy. All the advertisements, they will give you credits you need to buy the new car. They will give you more so you can work more, so you can get into it. This is the way. This is what they follow. People are giving up their priorities in life, their beliefs, their roles. They prefer and trading in everything for comfort and effortless way. Let's compare it to the different way and different gate, the narrow gate. In Matthew 7:14, we read, there is a very few of those who can find it. It's not easy to find that way. Brethren, in Luke 18 chapter, verse 25 to 30, we read about needle eye and gate. Luke 18 and 25 to 30. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they who heard it said, then who can be saved? But he said, the things is impossible with men are possible with God. And Peter said, behold, we have left our homes and followed you. And he said to them, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brother or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times as much at this time and in the age of to come eternal life. Needle eye. It's a very narrow and small gate which was inside of the big gate which was open during the day in the city. And if traveler came at night, the main gate was closed for a purpose, not to get anybody in the city during the night. So if they would like to get into the city, they had to actually take off all the load from the camel. Camel had to go on their knees and crawl through that little door. That's how difficult it was. And it's not easy to find. That's how it's narrow gate. Brethren, our Lord said, John 10:7, I am the door. That's the only gate which can lead us to the correct way. The gate, this is the beginning of that narrow and new way. And in Revelation 3:20, we can read that Lord is knocking. He is knocking on our heart, on our doors. But please note, handle on that door is only from inside. It cannot be opened from outside. Our Lord is standing outside, he is knocking. And it's up to us if we'll open it. Why this road is narrow? This road is called narrow, but it is a broad subject, a big subject to follow and to explore. Deny yourself, take your cross, and follow me. In Matthew 11, chapter 29 to 30, we read that my yoke is easy. But in 24th verse, our Lord said, take up cross and follow me. Very narrow way, difficult to find. On analogy we're using, it's not that easy to find out those old narrow roads. Sometimes it requires to stop, ask for directions, but then it could be rewarded on the view we can get. It's hard to fall asleep on those roads because it's a lot of turns. And we may need to ask for help, ask for directions on that road. In John 14:6, we read that our Lord is a way. Let's read that. John 14 chapter and 5-6 verse. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?
And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through me.
So that's the narrow way. That's what we are following. That's what was said, the Lord said, follow me, follow my footsteps. And our eyes must be put always on the goal, on the cross, and on our Lord. Deny yourself, take a cross, and follow me. In 1 Peter, the second chapter and 21st verse, we read more about examples. Who is supposed to look as an example on that narrow way? 2 Peter, second chapter and 21st verse. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. I don't think anyone lacks here in explanation how life of our Lord looked like. And we aiming to be his followers. So we have to expect certain things in our lives which are not easy, because we are following his footprints and his footsteps. So there is a question. There is a question which Apostle Peter told to us in 2 Peter 3 chapter and 11 verse. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought to be in holy conduct and godliness? We have to follow the Lord. But what kind of people should we be? How should we proceed on that narrow way? Few things I would like to just highlight. I know it's a very broad subject, and every aspect, every point on those aspects, on those points here, can be a separate discourse, separate subject to explore. But I just would like to name a few. Respect. Do we have a respect in our lives? I think everybody does. Everybody has in their home power. We have fire. Do we fear them? No. But we have to feel the respect to them. These are very dangerous things. If we will not handle it with care, then they may be deadly to us. We should handle our consecration and truth with respect. Humbleness. That's the big one. We have to put the humbleness in our lives in order to be on that narrow way. Study with humbleness. We should be careful not to rely on our own mind, not to rely on others, except our Lord. We should handle the truth with care. We should be careful also how are we asking the questions once we are studying. Is the question asked to edify one another or to bring words where everybody will feel that there is no peace? We have to be, brethren, also teachable. In Matthew 18 chapter and 3rd verse, we read that we should become as a little children. What's the big deal in the little children? Teachable. Bigger faith. Willingness to learn. Trusting in parents. And we all have a heavenly father. Children do not understand sarcasm. If you try to joke with the little children, he will ask, is it hot? Can I touch it? If you will say, yeah, well, of course it's not, you can touch it, they will touch it. They do not understand this kind of jokes. They are always thinking straight. Yes, yay, yay. No, no. They always want to be with their parents. And parents, father, is always ready to come back and help. What else we should do to fulfill our consecration, to follow the Lord and to be there? Matthew 19 chapter 16 to 17 verse. We read the story about commandments. Matthew 19 chapter 16 and 17 verse. And behold, one came to him and said, Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life? And he said to him, Why you are asking me about what is good? The only one who is good, but if the only one who is God is good, but if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. We all know commandments, brethren. We all know commandments, but which one? Which one? Which one is the greatest one? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Brethren, sometimes it's hard to go to the details. And we would like to look for some magic pill, golden rule. It is written in Luke 6th chapter and 31 verse. And just as you want people to treat you, treat them in the same way. Simple. Do you want to happen to me? That's how I'm supposed to treat others. In Matthew 5 chapter and 9 verse, we read about some blessings which are a part of those who are following the Lord. 5 chapter and 9 verse, we read, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Brethren, are we a peacemakers? Should we do everything to be the one who is making a peace? We should examine ourselves. We should examine ourselves, what kind of fruits are we bringing in our lives. We know that we are known by the fruits. Is it peace? What is around us? Is it joy? Is it goodness? Is it love? Is it kindness? Or around us, once we are there, something else. Remember, brethren, that we are known by the fruits, and we should strive to bring those fruits, which are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. This we can recognize. What kind of spirit are we? In Matthew 7th chapter and 1 to 2 verse, we read, Do not judge, lest you be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Again, it's not about examining ourselves. We should do that daily, maybe even hourly. But the judgment has to be left for God. I remember once, was probably about 20 years ago, we had a JW's family coming in and trying to explain everything. And they said that if you don't believe it right now, if you don't join them, then there is no hope for you. And I remember my mom asked them the question, so what about those who never really listen to it? Never get the message. What happened to them? Oh, well, they will be resurrected in later days and they will have opportunity to hear it. And then we said, so what are you doing? If you hear the message right now, where Satan is still in having some power here, and the person or somebody will not accept the message, you're sending this person to death. Wouldn't it be better not to say anything and get them resurrected later and get into the kingdom? And then we got the sentence, there is no hope for us. And they walk away from our house. So they judge us. Recently we are meeting with another JWs. And they are saying, Adam is not going to be resurrected. Those people is not going to be resurrected. And those ones. And I ask him, why you are trying to put this judgment on? Is judgment belong to us or to the Lord? And they said, well, and then we are talking about the mother who came with two sons. And maybe Lord, our Jesus has a right to judge it, right? And then we read that what our Lord said, it's not up to me. It's up to the God, to Heavenly Father, to make this judgment. Brethren, another important part on that narrow way is written in Luke 6 chapter and 37 verse. We should think about what is written there and keep it in our hearts as well. 6th chapter and 37 we read. And do not judge and you will not be judged, and do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Pardon and you will be pardoned. Forgive, brethren. We have to forgive each other. And I will forgive you, but I will remember it to the last day of my life. Is it supposed to be like this? We'll read one more verse later on once we'll be closing our subject about that. Brethren, I just would like to touch one more subject. From 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter and 5th verse. We read, and also if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules. Lawfully. This is how our race and our fight for that crown, our fight for life supposed to be. It doesn't matter if we'll be first on the finish line. Our Lord will look if we were going through that race lawfully. And this is not a single prize for whoever is first. We are running for our own competition. If we win with our own heart, with our own character. So, how should we run? We should focus on the Lord and on the goal. We should follow Him, not others. Run straight, because others may look at us and they may not have as much strength as we do. We would like to always put ourselves in a good standing position, high. There is just two ways to do it. Either we'll work on our character and we will put ourselves on the higher level, or we'll make others look worse. And that's not the right way. We'll stand on somebody else's head to be taller. That's not a good approach. In Matthew 18:6 we read, we cannot offend even one of the little ones. We can manage being strong, brethren. Some subjects for us are very strong and we can talk about it. We don't see a problem with it. But we have to be careful, because those little ones and others may not be as strong as we are, and then it may be our fault and we may be pledged guilty of their fall. Brethren, we remember Job, what he was going through. And we remember how his wife was giving him advice. She said, curse the God and die. That was her advice. I don't want to put here a difference between man and wife, between brother and sister, but we should be aware that it's very, very difficult for some people to go through some experiences, and we should be those who are giving the comfort. We may, brethren, lack in knowledge. Maybe I do not understand certain teachings of things. Maybe we understand some things differently. And this will be revealed to us in one day. But one thing will not be able to explain, I didn't know. This is how we treat our brother, how we treat our sister, and how we are working on our character. And some things are covered before our eyes just to reveal if we can work it out on our character. Brethren, 1 Timothy 6th chapter and 12th verse. Actually, let's read from the 11th. 1 Timothy 6, 11 and 12. But flee from these things, you men of God, and purpose righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life, to which you were called, and you made the good confession in presence of many witnesses. This is what we are supposed to strive. Fight this good fight of faith. I would like to conclude with some verse which may be confused in connection with what I said before. We are talking about narrow way. We are talking about highway. I would like to read about in the passage from Isaiah 35:8-10. And a highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious beast go upon it. These will not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Brethren, this is different highway. This is the time where the narrow way will be done. And our Lord will open this easy way and that easy highway. And it will be so easy to find the Lord and follow that way. I would like to close with Jeremiah 31 and 34. This is also the verse which gives us a lot of words to remember. Jeremiah 31 and 34 verse. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least to them unto the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity
and will remember their sin no more. Another brethren example. And this is example from the God, from our Father. He will not remember our sins. And He will open this way for everybody. And that's how we're supposed to as well teach ourselves how to forgive. And I would like to close with my wish to all of you brethren that you will survive on this narrow way. And please keep each other in prayers, because days are evil, time is short, and we need each other prayers to help each other on this narrow way to make it.